Hey, this is Ollie and welcome to The Body Reset. This podcast has been built to help career-driven professionals and business owners intelligently upgrade their body, energy and personal performance in the modern world. I want to help uncover some of the core concepts, beliefs and frameworks that we've used with thousands of clients to navigate health and performance as we age. If you want more like this, simply subscribe so you never miss the newest episode. The one question to protect your relationship while getting fit or in shape. After working with thousands and thousands of clients over the last decade, probably longer than that now, one of the biggest things that comes through is one of the discussions that starts to really build as being a supporter or a detractor from their health efforts is, am my relationships helping this endeavor? Am I noticing that I'm improving my relationships, or is it noticing it's going the other way and there's some created friction there? And this understanding of what makes it go one way or the other has become a mild obsession of mine by understanding the communication aspects of how we're leading ourselves and then how that's showing with others around us. And I think in those intimate relationships, that teaches us a lot about what that looks like, because typically the people closest to us are the ones that we get lazy with, and they're there, so we don't show up as our best. And if we're not aware of it, that can be a really big problem. And if we're trying to make these health changes, that can be one of these disruptions in our lives that can get in the way. So in today's training, I want to walk you through the one question, just the one thing that we can do to make ourselves conscious of what we have control over as an individual to improve our relationship with our spouse, our partner, while making fairly significant changes. If we're trying to get back in shape and it's been a little while, or we're just trying to refine, we're starting to tweak and we're noticing certain habits in our relationships that are self-sabotaging. This is one of these things that we all go through, and it's always nice to know that coaches are human too. I've been in the health coaching space, must be 12, 13 years by now, as an actual professional in the space, even longer than that, certainly my own health and fitness focus points. And I've been with my wife now for nearly 10 years, which for many of you listening to this is probably nothing. But in that experience, we've been through plenty of different versions of Ollie and Maya, and going from, you know, initial PT trying to work his way out, work his way into some form of business, whether it's me going through bodybuilding shows and getting down to ridiculously low levels of body fat and the grumpiness, tiredness, and potentially laziness towards relationship that comes with that. And that absolutely was a point in my life where my relationships were tested. And then other places like building a business and going through different shifts and having a team of over 25 at one point, you know, there's quite a lot of changes in your own personal growth, what you're looking for, what stresses keep you up at night, having a really big, fairly life-changing injury and seeing how much my personal compass changed and what I felt was meaningful, what my focus was in my day, going through those mental changes. And I think the only reason I share that is to give you an awareness of, regardless of the length of time that you've been in a relationship, it's more about what your relationship has been put through in that time. And although we haven't been through everything, I think we've been through enough examples of different versions of Ollie and Maya to at least bring awareness to being intentional about how we're either growing together or how we're growing apart. And when we talk to clients about this all the time, I think it's a really great, honest discussion about how we're showing up in our relationships. Because for most people, showing up for their family, being there for their wife or husband, being in a space where they're able to be a better version of themselves, and if they're low on energy or they're gaining weight really quickly or they don't feel in control of their health, that's one of those really key pivotal aspects of getting in the way of being able to really be there for your family. So when we go through these health changes and we start to see friction in our relationship, this can create a lot of disruption and confusion around, well, what am I doing this for? Because it seems to be making things worse. And I think that gets in the way of a lot of people making truly life-changing health transformations, because they do it for, the motivation is the family. And then as soon as you start making those changes, you see the family being unhappy with the changes you're making. And for some of you, I'm sure you've got amazing and supportive partners alongside you, but for others, we don't. And being able to, we don't, others don't. And being able to look at a space where we can focus on what we can control, I think makes a significant difference. And, you know, I'm certainly lucky enough to, I'd say Maya's one of the most forgiving people I could ever have in my life. We've been through so much together, and I have to credit a lot of where we are today to her. But what she's taught me and what I've learned through many experts that I've come across in coaching, I love a good formula. And just like health, just like business, relationships are the same, which is, yes, there's that initial spark, that initial love that comes through that is warm and fluffy and all feels good. But love long-term is not just a feeling. It's a system. It's steps. It's energy. It's attention that you're putting into certain things or not putting into things that get in the way of that really staying strong long-term. And I find that really empowering. When you have a formula and you have steps that you need to place in your week in some form, it allows you to know what your part is to play in that relationship and showing up in a way that you feel truly connected. You still feel in love. You're still finding ways to find that spark, that attraction, that long-term commitment to each other, long beyond the initial feeling. And I think that's really, really important, and something that certainly in the health and business space we talk about a ton is what are those frameworks we can really rely on? Because without them, life just looks like chaos. Life just looks random. But when we see those frameworks, we can see them everywhere. And it just empowers us to really know what we have control over. All right. So with all of that context in mind, what's that one question? What's something that we can really do to improve relationships as a nice little reminder, something in the back of our head initially, and hopefully something that we're then actioning on to improve those relationships. And the reason I want to use this one question is that when we focus on what we want to change in our own life, we're trying to improve our health. It's something that they might not yet be on board with. They might still be wanting to have, you know, the extra couple of wines on the Friday night, or they might be wanting to order the pizza on a Wednesday, or they might just be not wanting to make the same level of health changes in your routine as you are. And that can be really truly a friction point because you're living each day together, usually. And being able to realize that it's a decision you made rather than together, potentially, it becomes something that we can't put the strain and the load on them, because then it just feels like another stressor. And why would they not be grumpy with that, right? Because they didn't decide to make a change, you did. And now going through that process, it feels like their life got harder because of it. And I don't think that's particularly helpful. So one of the key things with improving health and something that I truly believe in my core around what health should be, is it's something that allows you to show up better. You've got more energy, you feel more bright, vibrant, you feel stronger, you feel confident. All of these things that fundamentally should allow you to feel better in your day. If your version of health right now is, I have to have my own meals, I'm grumpy all the time, I've never got time to do anything, that's not a version of health that I'm particularly inspired by. So first we need to define what that looks like. And I think that becomes initial first shift I'd really love to make. Once we've got that in place, we realize that all of those things only benefit our family and our partner if we're intentionally showing them that we are more present, that we are more energetic, that we are more willing to help. So the one question is, how can I help you this week? It's just, hey, do you mind if we sit down? I'd love to just chat for a bit. How can I help you this week? What's going on? Where can I support you more? How can I help you this week? Just remember that one question. And the big focus and intention of that one question is it's got nothing to do with you. It's got to do with how you can help them. It's got to do with your ability to open that communication pathway to what's going on for you this week. I'm feeling really good. I'm looking after myself and I have more to give. And when I'm in that spot, I'm no longer talking about, well, you're not helping with this, or can you help with some of these meals, or I can never get around to getting the kids on, you know, whatever the thing is, right? Getting to that place where, how can I help you this week? It allows you to focus on leading from the front with, I'm improving my health, I'm feeling really good, it's improving how I'm showing up in my day, and I'm making a decision to show up as the 2.0 version of me, as just a better version that you can now enjoy. And if that's now the decision that you've made in your life to be healthy, how would your partner not be happy with that? I'm just getting an awesome version of my partner that I fell in love with a long time ago, and it's come back and there's more energy and there's more smiles and there's more love and there's more respect. Being able to ask that simple question, how can I help you this week, just becomes a really nice anchor that I ask every single week, hopefully, to be able to understand what are those anchors that I can put in place to be able to navigate where I'm fitting myself into my day, but also applying that same level of mutual respect to my partner. And being able to put in that continual work, that continual focus, that continual communication is one of the key things that for me and many of my clients have been able to rely on in some form of the other to be able to make sure that they're putting in times for themselves and they don't feel bad about it at all, because they can see this trickle effect into how they're showing up for their wife or their husband, how they're seeing their kids look at them a bit differently. Hey, you're a bit more energetic. You're not that grumpy dad. Or I'm really enjoying being able to go out on the mountain bike with you on the weekend, right? Those little things where they start to notice how you're showing up, believe me, they're watching. And being able to start with a simple question like that, I think makes a huge difference, right? So the big thing, you know, certainly for me in long-term relationships here that I've seen with myself and clients, is that I think it's just knowing what the other person needs. It's that mutual respect, opening that communication and being able to have a chat around what are they looking to get out of this relationship? Because at the end of the day, if you're not reselling that relationship into why that's a great relationship to be in, then it's going to dwindle over time and then relationships fall apart. And whether you're going through a personal growth experience yourself, you're looking to improve your health, you're changing careers, all of these things can be a friction point where we start to grow apart. And unless there's an intentional aspect of pulling that back together through how you're making that, for lack of a better word, you're reselling that relationship on why we want to be together, why that's a, it feels good and it's better, then things do start to grow apart. So I think it really, hopefully that allows this to be a really nice anchor, a nice reminder, a nice pat on the back if you're already doing it, and potentially just an insight into how we go a little bit deeper into coaching. I think this is a, you know, where this multifaceted component and how coaching can be so complex is, what is this human need in front of me today? Because it might be nothing to do with finding a better lunch recipe. It might be a case of how can I feel more connected and safe at home in a space that I feel respected, I feel loved, I feel like I'm on the right path with the right people. Because it's really hard to ignore certain stresses, either work and home being one of the fundamental things getting in the way of us feeling in control of our own health and our own steps forward. And if we can focus on what parts we play in those relationships, it becomes one step in the right direction, I think, for our overall health, our overall well-being, and just looking at the full holistic picture. So if it's something that interests you, if it's something that you want to see more of, I'd love to know. Comment below or send me a message. I always love to hear if these podcasts are helping as an area of diving into that greater health space, relationships, life design, just understanding what it looks like to approach this through more of a holistic nature of what our body's truly responding to and why that might be getting in the way of us showing up as our best. Having that full, vibrant health along the road becomes a case of paying attention to all of these little components. So let me know if you enjoyed it. I'd love to know. We do this every week, not just for fun, but to make sure you guys are really benefiting from them and really enjoying them. And this is a bit of a different one. So hope that headed in the right direction. I hope you're having an amazing week so far. And let me know below. I'd love to know that that's heading in the right direction. We talked about the right things. Have a great one, guys. Bye. This episode was brought to you by The Body Reset, world leaders in health and performance coaching. If you love this episode, it would be a massive help if you just share with one person that you think would benefit. I'd also love to hear from you personally on social media or via email if I can help you personally. Until next time, remember, long-term change comes from self-compassion, and thanks for tuning in.